Hello, welcome to Sprovcast, the English language Sprovcabado podcast that nobody asked for. My name's David.
And my witty intro has been overturned by VAR.
Oh, is it being protested now as we speak? You might get one in about 15 seconds or 30 seconds or 2 minutes, depending on how long it takes. And even then, it might be overturned after the game, so...
No, I'm not getting it.
No, you're not getting it.
I'm not getting it, so, you know, I won't be paying my money.
Yes, that may very well come up later. That's a bit of foreshadowing. Because we have got a hell of a lot going on tonight. I always like doing that. I know, listener, you probably aren't even listening to this in the evening, but we're recording it.
Tuesday night football.
Yeah, we have got some things about football, all the things, some of the things. We are looking back at games against Opava and Bohemians Prague. We're looking forward to, well, tentatively looking forward to games against Hillowsleen and Sigma Olomouc. We have
6 points
for them. We have got Hot or Not coming up. We have got Beer of the Podcast. We have got a railway station jingle. And we've got possibly our last visit this season from your friend and mine, Jakub Aleksejevich Chernin. I forgot to put in my running order, so it's going to make 8 sections.
Mm-hmm. Joining our merry band of departees.
Yeah, merry band of loney brothers to that Blansko.
Yeah, more on that coming up.
Who are you calling a moron? Right, on we go. Let's look back at the game against Silesian Football Club of Opava.
Hooray!
Opava.
Not an Irish pub, but a football team.
Yes, from that Silesia up there. And Stone the Crows, we won.
Yes, in a scoreline which I don't think truly reflects how the game actually went. It was Opava nils Barovka Brno 2.
It certainly was. We started this game with an unusual formation. We threw a 3-5-2 at them to see what would happen.
Did we not play that against Mladá Boleslav?
I don't remember. That's how well I've looked into this. But yes.
Well, if you liked it, Nan, we played it again.
Yeah. I think it was a 4 against Boleslav. I think Šural was a proper fullback, and then we had Morovec on the other side. But this was Drexler, Pernica, and Šural as a back three anyway.
With Morovec in the midfielder.
Yeah, wing back role and Steph on the other side doing the same. Yeah.
Wing back.
And yeah, you're right. 2-0 was not necessarily a fair representation, particularly after the first 15 minutes of us not getting a touch of the ball.
That 3-5-2, which was immediately exposed by Tranchara.
Yeah, by playing one of the highest defensive lines you will ever see. There was no gap between the back three and midfield whatsoever. And yeah, on 4 minutes, Tranchara gets put through, and immediately Berkovets makes himself known with a wonderful double stop, doesn't he?
It really did turn into the Berkovets show. I know I'd heard a lot about Opava being quite, you know, sort of up for it, attacking, good movement, and just not getting the goals and stuff. I thought they were great. I thought Opava played really well in large spells of that game.
Yeah, when I was kind of making my notes earlier, I wrote in big letters on my page, "Are Opava the Brighton and Hove Albion of Czech football?" And I think they absolutely are. Entertaining to watch. Brilliant through midfield, a bit ropey at both ends of the pitch, but yeah, very up and at them.
Well, it says a lot that Hellebrand was in the league's team of the week, despite being on a losing side of a match. But I mean, it was weird because there were a lot of positives as well for his Brojovka perspective, and what was, to be honest, a tougher first half, I would say. There was a lot of stoppages. There was a lot of niggly fouls. Your man went down and looked really serious for a while. I forget his name for Opava, but we also created some bits and pieces.
We did. We were saying by half time, didn't we say, even if this wasn't involving a team we were supporting, it was just a very enjoyable game all the way. It was really, really good. Well, very, very open.
It flowed in parts before it sort of got cut down by that almost derby-like physicality.
Mm.
Some spots that I think the a confetti of yellows at points.
Yeah.
In the match.
Yeah, but like I said, we were pretty much outclassed for the first 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. 11 minutes. Berkovets makes another double save from that corner. There's very nearly a goal. It nearly sneaks in at the top of the far post, if you remember.
Yeah.
And we're living very dangerously playing that high line until 17 minutes when our first attack of the game, yeah, basically, Folsek runs down the left-hand side and wallop. It takes a deflection, but not so massive that it wasn't credited to Folsek immediately. Mm-hmm. And we're 1-0 up, very much against the run of play.
The Brno way is against the run of play.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Yeah.
And then, yeah, as you said, the first half kind of fizzled out. There were a couple of long ranges for Opavar, but nothing really major. So the second half begins, and 5 minutes after the restart, Tiehi's free kick on the left finds Žižek, who heads into the far corner of the goal, but is offside.
Yes.
So parada for that.
Lovely finish.
It is,
lovely,
yeah,
finish and a lovely ball. Just had it's a smidgen offside. Yeah. He had a good long look at the camera.
Yeah, but he was, to be fair. At this point in the game, Stefanovski is coming into it a lot more than he was in the first half. He's getting quite a lot of joy at this point. He manages to get a cross in from the right-hand side. Folsek can't quite convert it. And what should have been 2-0 was Pachlotnik threading a lovely ball.
Lovely
for
passage of play.
The run of Moravec down the right, who has maybe got hashtag too much time to think about it. He sort of dinks the ball over the goalkeeper. It slides agonisingly wide, and Stepanovsky's just not quite in time to toe poke it home.
Do I get to use the phrase cross come shot?
You absolutely do. Yeah, that was that was textbook. A textbook example of a cross come shot.
It's just unfortunate that, like, of all the players that could be on the end of that ball, you don't really want Moravec to be on it.
Yeah.
That's not where his skill set lies.
Yeah, lovely player though he is. One-on-one, you know, furthest player forward against the goalkeeper is not really his really his strong suit.
And you're absolutely right about Stepanovsky. For my money, he was our best outfield player.
Second half, certainly he was. Yeah, yeah. I think for moments of influence, Folsek is up there for me as well. Not because he was in it a lot; he drifted in and out. But when he was good, he was very, very good.
Don't have to convince me about Adam Folsek.
I know.
Man crush.
Even after that, 5 minutes later, Step is fouled by Dalibor Večerka in the box. And everyone is ready for the penalty. Vaniek has the ball placed on the spot. And then your friend and mine.
Yes.
Vas.
Yeah, I'd like to just, let's just, you know, mull over that word, fouled in the box. Just for a moment, just fouled in the box. Wasn't taken over, you know, bundler in the box, or he was fouled in the box because it was a foul.
Yes, in the box.
Back at it a number of times. I have no understanding how on earth this isn't a penalty. And I do think that we've had a couple of shouts this season that haven't actually been penalties. But this one was unbelievable. We've been denied 3 or 4 times now by VAR. We were denied then. We were denied against Přibram. I think we've been denied a couple more other spots. It's unreal how the video assistant seems to hate us and doesn't seem to hate us on, like, things that are clearly offside and stuff like that. Things you can see with your eyes that can be measured.
Mm.
But this sort of idea of what is and isn't a foul.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The other strange thing, and again, I think this happened earlier in the season, is where Stefanovski is taken out. The ref whistles for a penalty and nobody disagrees.
Yes.
Both sides are absolutely fine with that. Opavar just are like, you know, as you would, just just obviously annoyed with themselves.
Yeah.
The two boys that you know, take him out. Večerka is just like, oh God, hands over face, sort of, that was really stupid. Everyone's ready for it. Vaniek, absolutely right, ball down, this is 2-0. And then, boom. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, maybe a phone call was made from some location in central Bohemia.
I feel that might have happened, yeah.
And after that was a bit of a turning point, wasn't it? Because after that, there was a bit of sustained pressure by Opava.
Yeah.
And I, at least, was convinced we were going to fuck this.
Until fucking save of the season, or, well, maybe not, but, you know, a bloody good save.
Unbelievable save, to be fair. It's such a lovely spot for a free kick, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Aleš Nišitski, and that was in all the way until Berkovec with one mighty hand. Because we thought it had come off the bar. It
was that.
It bounced so hard off his hand and went so high in the air, we were sure that had hit the bar.
Yeah, no, we thought it was crossbar for...
Yeah. And then, slightly unfairly, I would say...
Ah, fuck it.
Well, yeah, but Fila dispossesses Šafářík. It sort of makes its way to Hladík and he sort of taps it home. It's 2-0 on the 91st minute. And yeah, a win's a win, but were we not entertained? I really was.
One of the best matches I've seen this season from a Brno perspective. Maybe not in performance, but certainly in the energy that was given there. But it does give you some great positives in the sense that you can come back from sort of adversity, that you can don't necessarily need to dominate games to get results. It's also incredibly worrying that a team like that is bottom, because there is every chance that if they string lots of performances like that, they will get something, and they'll get something, they'll get something.
Mm.
I wish that Opava were 12th and we'd beat them like that, you know?
Yeah.
So it's an interesting one. And
yeah, I would, like, on that performance, I would much rather them stay up than a few other teams.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Boleslav, I would frankly rather dig out my own eyes with a spoon than watch that game again.
They'll be fine, that's a problem.
Mm. I mean, well, 10 signings, hashtag ambitious, this transfer window, including Jirka Skalák returning from Millwall, former Brighton championship favourite Jiří Skalák.
Yeah, coming to a league where no one takes the knee, he'll love that.
Yeah, exactly. Millwall favourite, yeah. Anyway, are we about done on that mighty victory?
I think we're about done. Just to put, I guess, a note on it, it was also Berkovec's debut for Zbrojovka and immediately in Team of the Week.
Yes. Yeah. So well done him. It's time for a very early beer of the podcast. The podcast.
Right.
This is that section.
Yes.
I don't know why I said it like that, really. Podcast.
Because you're in a mellow mood.
Podcast. Yes, I am in a slightly mellow mood, and I'm going to be in an even mellower mood, Sam.
That link.
After we have a bit of California Sunset American Pale Ale. You have to sing it like that, I don't know why. This is a 4.5% APA from Relief. That's R-E-L-E-A-F. Social Enterprise.
What could that be about?
Well, Sam, I will tell you. It is an APA that also includes medicinal cannabis. I don't know exactly
like
what it...
CBD?
CBD, yes.
That's all the rage, isn't it?
It is. And I went to collect our sample yesterday, and I was blinded with science.
Okay.
None of which I remember.
Okay.
But I have a flyer here. So that's great.
Would you like to tell me about this beer, David?
Well,
or the benefits of this beer?
Well, it says on here, it makes you feel more cool and relaxed, stimulates your concentration, counteracts a hangover.
Right.
Which remains to be seen. Relieves stress on your liver, rejuvenates muscles after intense exercise, and replenishes your system with vitamins. So that's nice, isn't it?
And it also has CBD in it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, they were very enthusiastic about this, because they were saying now that everything about this is legal here, there's a little bit of sort of cowboying, there's a bit of leeway between the kind of level of sort of THC you can get away with having in things. and this is absolutely zero. Basically, they've been very good. Like, it's all like grown to very strict regulations, and they've been out to even like measure soil pHs and things, and they're taking it very, very seriously about making it as you know, pure as possible. So yeah, California hops and locally sourced weed, I think.
Yeah, well, there you go. So it's a bit of the old CBD there.
Yeah.
Not the THC. That's what gets you stoned.
Yeah.
So this is, I know a few people who take CBD for various chronic illnesses and things, and it does help.
Mm.
Makes you feel more cool. Like a pair of sunglasses. So I was going to say I'm looking forward to drinking this. I'm not, because it's an APA.
Yeah, I thought you would be against that. Oh, however, I'm also sort of duty bound to say here that we were given a 750ml bottle, which is how they come if you buy them from the window, which is what you're going to have to do, obviously, because nowhere is open right now.
Where is the window?
The window is on Mareshova, I believe. Have a look on the other side of the thing. Mareshova 12?
Very well done. Yes. Mareshova 12.
So if you go to the window there, they are selling 750ml bottles for 160 crowns, which is relatively pricey, but not, you know, not going mad. However, if you mention you were sent here, Bysbury Offcast, they'll give you 30 crowns off.
Yeah, we have, for the first time ever, actually got a promotion on the go here.
An actual promotion, so you can save 30 crowns on a 750ml bottle of California Sunset.
I hope we can. Can we just for this episode replace the da 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 with like that sort of jazzy infomercial sort of music, like do 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 do.
We'll see what happens when I do the edit.
As it says here, drink just three of these small, smooth-tasting coldies and get your full day's dose of CBD. Coldies.
Coldies.
Coldies. Are we in Australia? It sounds like something they would say. It's got a tiny bit of a sort of feet smell, which is very similar to the weed I used to get in Glasgow, but...
Well, there you go. Anyway, have a... Think, have a...
Have a coldie.
Yeah, have a bang on that.
Have a break, have a break.
Well... It's very APA.
I immediately want to go into heroin. This is a gateway beer to... No, yeah,
it's very bitter at the end. There's just there's a massive, like, crunch of very, very bitter on the back of your tongue at the very end. It's nice, though. I like it. But I like this sort of thing, so...
I don't hate it. But, by the way... Listener, we've sort of split this into two wee sort of like half pint glasses.
Yeah.
I can see myself like being okay with this and getting down to maybe like the last third, mm-hmm. and then just being a bit like sort of that sort of mouth thing that you get.
I'm very much for this because I bloody love a pale ale. So this is it's very much my sort of
thing. The thrill of it, of course, is that I don't know if it's going to kick in like earlier or if it does kick in indeed, but we will update you on the progress of how mellow and cool we feel throughout the rest of this.
Yeah, if this program finishes with just Sam because I've fallen asleep, then you'll know how it's gone.
This is me telling you about aliens and stuff like that. NASA tried to cover it up, man.
Bohemians Prague was who we played last weekend. On my notes, I've written snow in large letters.
That does sum up the game.
You've got...
Too easy to score.
With a little diagram, which I quite like.
There was a wee doodle. I think I was on a call earlier and I was just doodling over over it. But yeah, in front of a packed audience of lads standing on their ladders.
Standing on ladders behind the wall. And I believe... 21 Zbrojovacy.
Really?
Yes.
Bring our own ladders.
Well, there was a photo and it was like, it was captioned something like Skvelle Borci plus 5 Zopilsner or something. So yeah.
Club Dollar.
Yeah, exactly. Fist yeah. emoji, fist emoji, fist emoji. Yeah.
Well, went into this kind of apprehensive because we never get fucking anything in Prague, do we?
Nothing from the Dolly Czech for years. And so it turned out nothing really happened within the first 10 minutes until there was a ball wide to Hronek, who squared it, and Tomasz Nedzid was in so much space. He was in a different postcode to our defence.
Too easy to score.
Too easy to score, and he sweeps it home in a goal reminiscent of the first one we conceded against Pardubice, which yeah. was an almost a carbon copy.
At the same
end. At the same end of the same ground. Yeah, love to see it.
Do you?
No.
Yeah, so immediately we were like, okay, well, at least it's early.
Mm.
Chance to get back into it.
And after 15 minutes, we actually woke up, which was nice. First 15 minutes, again, similar to the Opava game, we barely got out of our half, barely out of touch. 17 minutes, however, there's a deep cross from that man Falsek again. Rusek takes an improvised touch on his, sort of like knocks it up on his right thigh, and then a bicycle kick from your boy Rusek that whisks wide of the far post.
It's not far away.
Some effort.
It was spectacular. Akrobatitsky.
Yes, exactly. And that was not the end of young Tonda's afternoon. In fact, there's a ball from the right by Jan Hladík, who started this game after scoring the second one the previous weekend, which is half cleared, comes out, and Rusek has time to take a touch, shift it onto his left foot, and whoosh, 20-yarder into the top corner. Lovely.
Last season's Rusek's here.
Yes, yeah.
After, that's what it felt like.
After quite a long injury layoff as well. He broke his hand or something, didn't he? He was out for a good sort of 5 or 6 weeks. So.
He's not had a lot of luck this season, and it looked like he was lacking confidence at the start of it. There'll be your confidence there. That's a sublime finish, and that could very well
glorious, isn't it? Yeah.
Be the best goal that we score this season.
Yeah. There's not a lot of competition, to be honest. But
Shim was for fuck all, eh?
Well. So, yeah, and from there, we are on top for the next, basically almost till half-time. Stepanovski
again
has an effort 30 yards out, just fizzes wide of the post, doesn't it?
It's a lot of pace on it, actually.
Yeah, yeah. Lejang might have had it covered, but it's really fizzing into the bottom corner there, isn't it? It's very unlucky to go wide. And we are sort of on top until Roman Kvyat gets the ball 25 yards out in space. Nobody's closing him down, but it's a bit of a mess sort of position. But he shapes his body, hits a lovely curling right foot shot that Berkovets sort of flops down to his left and just is nowhere near it. And it's really disappointing.
It's about 25 yards out at least. An optimistic hit, one might say.
Yeah.
As you say, very well placed.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be that much power on it. And he should not be scoring from there?
Because I wanted to give Berkovets the benefit of the doubt. But then when you see it from behind the goal, I thought maybe he was unsighted or somebody was standing in his way. No. He's just very slow to react. Doesn't get down in time.
A few people were thinking, is it too harsh to say he should have done better?
No,
I think he should have done better. I think he dived way too late.
Yeah.
And it was a sort of a preventative goal. Talking about role reversals or whatever, Stepanovski, I think, was in the team of the week this weekend for his performance. And, you know, we didn't get anything out of this game. And the second half was not as bright as the first.
Yeah, I've just got snow, like I said.
Well, as you said, that they did quite well to neutralize Borovka and sort of marshal out in the second half. We did come close a little bit at the end, especially.
Yeah, there was a nicely worked free kick from Vaniek on 83 minutes, a deep ball to the far post, nodded back, and Sedlak gets a volley, which he smacks through the crowd straight at Patrick Lejang, unfortunately. Comes a bit of madness at the end where everyone's up, including Berkovets. Brilliant. Love to see a goalkeeper making a nuisance of himself in the opposition area. Bohemka do get two breaks from that, one which hits the bar, excitingly, and one which just sort of putters wide across the absolute den of molehills that is the pitch at Jolly Check at the moment.
It was really like ice hockey, wasn't it? You know when a team's that goal goes down, it's the end of a quarter or whatever, period, I think they call it, yeah. And it's like empty net, it's flashing empty net in the corner. It was very much like that.
Yeah, the last 5 minutes was
and
that
it was,
wasn't it?
It was mad because it's like, how on earth did you not score from this? Like, it wasn't even sort of two, it was like 4-on-1 at one point. It was mad.
One of them, they actually contrived to play themselves offside as well, which was really
that was it. They got caught for offside as well. I forgot about that. That was hilarious. But it was one of these ones that you're sort of like, hey, and then you realise the game's almost something you're losing anyway.
Yeah.
But I thought we should have got a point.
Yeah.
There, I thought we were pretty good.
We were decent. Yeah. We were okay. I mean, we've played far worse than that and got something from it.
Yes.
Boleslav, Příbram, you know, we got points in both of those and we played worse. Mm-hmm. A point would have been nice, but it just wasn't to be. So
I guess that's the way you have to look at it, with relentless optimism still.
Yes, exactly. If all else fails, an absolutely pig-headed refusal to stare truth in the face will see us through.
Absolutely. I'll drink to that.
Yes.
I'll keep popping this coldie. I can't deal with this coldie.
Anyway, let's have some music after that, shall we? So, because we should have been in Prague, and, you know, 21 boys were Skvělé borci, Pobok Dolu, etc., I have got a railway station jingle from another Prague railway station because
that wouldn't have gone through anyway.
Yeah, that they wouldn't have gone through anyway because it's way to the north on the big meander on the river above Karlín, which is Holešovice. And this is from the song Na předměstí by Jan Vodňanský and Petr Skolmál. Na předměstí meaning in the suburbs. Which goes to show that Arcade Fire were not the trailblazers we thought they were. It's from a song called Na předměstí, and it's the chorus line, and it's called V Staré Holešovice. They were an interesting pair, Vodňanský and Skolmál. They did a lot of writing for theatre work from the mid-60s until 1973 when they were banned, as many people were. And they did occasional film scores in the 80s until they stopped working together. And Skolmál spent the 80s and the early to mid 90s recording like sort of slightly bitter, sarcastic folk songs for grown-ups, taking the mick out of, you know, the Soviets, etc., which is how, you know, what people did at the time. In the 90s, he then switched to recording albums for kids, all based on famous children's stories, including some by Jan Vodňanský, his former musical collaborator from 30 years earlier. So that's nice, isn't it?
Fantastic.
So this is Vodňanský and Petr Skolmál. I'll play you the railway station bit first. It sounds like this. And the original sounds a bit like this. Holešovice, já vás mám rád. Jsem všech měst světa nejvíce, já vás mám rád. Vy, staré Holešovice, já vás mám rád. Snad jsou i města krásnější, Paříž a Řím, Paříž a Řím. So there you go.
Upbeat.
Yeah. As you were saying, it's a sort of...
Around the old Joanna.
Yeah, exactly. Pints swinging. Yeah.
So you're always talking, why don't you give it a rest?
So there we go. That's V Staré Holešovice from the song Na předměstí by Vodňanský and Skolmál. I'm going to look at my list of things we are doing now, and we're going to look at... Hello, Zlín.
Uh-huh.
You're a stupid head. So
I'll get my notebook.
Notes out. Yes, Zlean time.
Zlean time.
Zlean time.
Cobblers.
Cobblers.
Yeah. I was doing the preview for this. Shocking. Shocking. Because Zlean, I feel, are a team that are doing much better than you think they are. And they certainly are doing... I just think of Zlean, and I think of the Zlean squad, and so on. And I think that they must be 6th, 7th up there. And no, they're not. They haven't won since November 28th.
So they're absolutely not doing better than you think they are.
Yeah. It's weird, because I look at that squad and I think about Zlean, and I think back to earlier in the season where Zlean, I think, had quite a decent game against, I think it was Sigma, actually. I think it was a keenly contested draw, and which was quite good to watch. And no, so it's pretty worrying. But they have also had several matches postponed, which is another thing to think about. So their last game was actually on the 27th of January, and this will be a game on the 13th?
Yes. Because my birthday's on the 16th, listener, so I can work back from
that's
there.
That's a reminder, thank you. So yes, 2 o'clock, it's been moved to because of the frost.
Inclement weather, yes.
The last time out,
inclement Gottwald off.
Very good.
Thank you.
Very good.
I will take your adulation for
only
that.
Only the Czechs are getting that one.
Oh, totally worth it.
Yeah. Well, they'll be looking for a hashtag response, because the last time they lost 6-2 to Slavia Prague.
Yes.
But it's also like, I mean, you're going like, how is Lean only 5 points ahead of us? And then it's like, oh, they've got 2 games in hand. Because they've just got decent players and it's not been clicking. So like...
But as Ben is so fond of saying, rather have the points than the games in hand.
Yes.
Oh, that's relevant, but there it is.
That's true. Got decent enough squad.
Yeah.
Petr Buchta, remember him?
Yeah.
He's having a decent time of it at centre-back. Like, Tomasz Poznar has 7 goals, like a half-decent striker should.
That's already more than he managed last season, I think, yeah. Poznar. Or it might be the same. I think he was on 7 last season.
Jao gets assists as a number 10.
Yeah.
I was expecting Yoba Drame to do a little bit better than he has been.
Yeah, he was one of those that you thought could have made the step up and, yeah.
But again, it's meh. Like you think I should be doing a lot better than he is. 3 goals, 2 assists still. Not terrible. They've just got Roman Potocny from Bani Kostrava.
Oh, God, yeah, they have, haven't they?
Yesterday declared. And they also have Janáček from Plzeň to beef up their centre. So they have got some decent options. It'll be interesting to see if Potocny's actually played where he should be as a proper striker rather than this weird hanging out on the right.
Yeah,
sort of thing,
like an even shitter Nicolas Pepe.
Yeah. They don't need width, like my waistline doesn't need it. Don't need any more width as Lean. But this is, I mean, this is an interesting encounter. Actually, no spoilers for later on, but I think if we're actually going to beat anyone in the upcoming 2 games, I think it's going to be Sigma Olomouc. But is our record against Lean pretty terrible?
It seems terrible when we're at their place. Again, it seems to be one of those places that, like Bohemka, we always take an absolute shedload of fans and we're always dreadful.
Yeah. Your highlight of the day is going up the big tower.
Yeah. Yeah. Seeing some sort of brick-based modernism and then a disappointing football experience.
Yeah. It'll be an interesting encounter. I would imagine that we're going to be reasonably the same as we have been the last fortnight with this 3-5-2.
Yeah, and as long as we're as up an atom as we have been against, you know, for the you know, for periods of the last 2 weeks, I'll be more than pleased with that.
Yeah, but like, doesn't the 3 at the back absolutely scare the shit out of you? Because I just look at it and I'm just like, every time there's a chance, I'm just sort of like, where are you? Where are you, lads?
I'm just fine that we're being slightly more entertained than we were previously. I'm just sick of just turgid football.
Just have visions in my mind just constantly of Perrin's backtracking. I don't know if he goes forward, but there you go.
Yeah,
so let's not go deep and let's just try and score goals. There's my pitch to be permanent manager.
So yeah, it's a fine pitch. Better than the one at Srpska.
Hey!
Right, what have I got on my list up next? That was Lean. Well, let's say goodbye to somebody for 6 months and welcome an old friend for a little while, shall we? Right, so we've sent a ton of players on loan to Blansko. Four, I think. In total. That will be Mach, Chernin, Lohotetsky, and insert name here.
Who else we sent to them?
There's another one. I can't remember.
Did we say Chermak?
We did not say Chermak.
Is it? It's not Chermak.
No, it's not. He's a,
why am I saying Chermak and Chernin?
He's gone to Leashan, hasn't he?
Yes.
So has Zekel, actually, has also.
Zekel's gone to Leashan. I see that we're doing that thing where we've sent him straight back from Prostyov and basically just let him hang around a little bit, you know, like an after school club in some ways, and then we've just sort of put him back over again.
Yeah.
So I will just as we fill the air here, I will double check who we sent because I tweeted about it.
Yeah. Anyway, on that note, we got a message from the lads at the Blansko Klobasa going, who on earth is Marek Mach and, you know, what's his deal then?
No, it's three. Right.
Is it just those three?
It's just the three. We're thinking of the four because Zekel is going to leave.
Right, yeah. So, je m'appelle Claude Lohotetsky, Marek Mach and Jakub Alexeyevich Chernin. So, who is Marek Mach? Well, he is a right-footed central midfielder, and he is the absolute definition of solid but unspectacular.
Yes.
33 games for the Zbrojovka B team.
Six or so for the...
Well, this is the thing. For the B team, 33 games, but that totals 2,645 minutes. So he's started in almost every single one of them.
Yeah.
He's played a lot of B team football. One goal, six assists from central midfield in 33 games.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's not that sort of player, though. He's a central midfielder.
Yeah,
you know?
He is. Yeah,
he's not a defensive midfielder by any stretch of the imagination. But what he is he's there to take balls off the defense, so then
he's
advance.
He's a young blonde Jan Sedlak, isn't he? Really, he's a ticker over.
Yeah.
A recycler of the football. He has made six appearances for the A team, all in the Druha Liga. His debut was on the opening day 2-2 draw in Vlašín. Remember that? Yeah, he started then.
We were great in the first half and terrible in the second.
Yeah, he was replaced after 73 minutes by Robert Bartolomeu, who made a big difference when he came on in that
Where's
game.
Where's he these days?
I don't know. Asleep? Dead? Who knows?
Blansko.
I mean, he was a while back. I don't know if he's still there. The next game he played was, I think we were home at Sokolov, and then he wasn't seen in any capacity until the 3-2 away win at Vitkovice almost a year later.
Vitkovice was hard work and Sokolov was a slog, so that maybe tells you about the sort of games he fits into.
Yeah, he started the Sokolov one, then he got 15 minutes at the end of the Vitkovice one, and then his other three appearances were all like 10-minute cameos at the end of games.
Yeah.
So, yeah, solid but unspectacular central midfielder. The one thing that really grinds my gears is he has squad number 9.
Yeah.
That can get to fuck for a start.
And he's obviously not seen in future plans, right? Because he is option to buy.
Yes.
He's the only one who was option to buy after we're getting Lohotetsky back because he looks like he could be quite good. Sorry, plans.
Yeah.
Yeah,
also, his name's Claude.
Claude.
Who doesn't love that? De bloof bloof.
Claude. That's how I describe how my day was with a cat to my girlfriend.
Yeah, I was going to say that it's what you call a Frenchman being chased by a tiger, isn't it? Bloody hell, you were. Yeah.
Covered in scratches from the cats today, yeah.
Dear me.
Likes to rough house.
So that's Marek Mach. And wait a minute. Who's that I hear approaching?
Fuck's sake, David.
Jakub Alexievich, this is him coming back, by the way. Okay. All right.
Who is it, David? Who could it be?
Don't. The music's on. They know. Oh, they all know. Yeah, the music's on. Right.
I forgot it was such a stable of the earth.
Yeah. Okay. Jakub Alexievich Chernin was excited to return to Brno after all this time. He had been too long away, and he was impatient to see what had changed since he had left following the Second World War. Finding himself in the city centre, he was struggling to get his bearings. The people scurried past, hunched and impatient to be about their business. Eventually, Jakub Alexievich stopped a middle-aged man. "Pardon me, my friend, but could you direct me to Masarykova?" he inquired pleasantly. The man looked horrified. "Comrade," he whispered, "hold your tongue. It is called Trida Vitestvi. Now, surely you know that." He hurried away without glancing back. Jakub Alexievich was perturbed by this and stopped an old woman to make further inquiries. "Excuse me," he asked, "could you direct me to Moravsky Namesti?" Again, the woman stared at him in shock. "Sir, do not inquire of such things. Surely you're looking for Namesti Ruda Armadi." With that, she gave Jakub Alexievich a stern look and was gone, lost in the crowd. Saddened, Jakub Alexievich trudged out of the city centre. "Ah me, how much has changed of the Brno I once loved," he lamented. Presently, he found himself on the banks of the Svratka. He sat down heavily and gazed about. He was lost deep in thought when he heard a voice remonstrate with him. "Hey there, you!" demanded the voice. It belonged to a member of the Vyazhena Bezpechnost, the public security forces. "What are you doing sitting there?" Jakub Alexievich looked up at him and sighed heavily. "What does it look like I'm doing?" he replied. "I'm looking at the fucking Volga."
Out with a whimper, I feel.
Come on.
I was just waiting for you know, he approached an age, a middle-aged man in the street. "Mr. Zavadil!"
Alas. No, he would have been thrown in jail for his haircut. So, yeah. Thank you, Pan Chernin, for that one. Hot or not, I think.
Yes.
Talking about the state of Czech football, trying to put the world to rights, bringing out some hard or nots. Oh yeah, bringing out some hard or nots. No.
Well, I feel I should, but...
That's the old Beatles there.
Oh, I never stood a chance.
No.
It's Hot or Not.
It is Hot or Not. I didn't spend much time on this. I've only got one each this week. One of them, I think, may be similar to one of yours.
I rarely have one of each, but I have one Hot and two Knots.
Ooh, okay. Give me a Knot first, then.
Okay. Weetabix.
Does this involve beans, by any chance?
I can't fucking deal with it. I cannot deal with it. I thought it was a joke. No, they're serious, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Do you want to explain to our listeners what this is?
So, Weetabix have started doing this thing where they're giving that alternative serving suggestions to their utterly dreadful cereal. And none of which involve just putting milk on it.
Yeah, a bit of sugar.
Or something. Yeah. as one probably would eat Weetabix if you were inclined. But the idea of having it dry, topped with beans... Is levels here of just wrong. Like, first of all, like, the whole thing with bread is still, you have a little bit of sort of like moisture, whatever, but then the idea of Weetabix being like soggy in like bean juice.
Yeah.
No, what the fuck are they doing?
Well, this is a consequence of that Brexit thing of people going like, why do we need foreign food? We've got enough food here. You know what we've got? Fucking Weetabix in beans.
The world's pantry. Fuck's sake. So yeah, I was annoyed about that.
That's fair. Yeah. That's fair. I will give you a Hot.
Okay.
It's the one I mentioned a couple of weeks ago. This is 2 weeks old now.
Okay. Yeah.
I tell you what is not hot at all is doing a racism of any sort. But this was slightly, if you can call it a good news story in any way, I guess it kind of is. Anyway, there was a fan at the Banik Ostrava, surprise, surprise, versus Slovan Liberec game. And he unleashed a volley of verbal abuse, as I believe the phrase goes, on John Mosquera. Mm-hmm. He was, I don't know if he was nobbled or if he turned himself in. I think he may have turned himself in, but I'm not sure. But either way, the guy goes to the club and basically fesses up completely and says, this is very much unlike me. I don't know. He was really drunk or something, and it was not something he'd normally do. He said, I know I've sort of tarnished the reputation of the club. I will accept whatever punishment you're going to give me. He's got a 2-year stadium ban, and he was completely like, hands up, that's completely fair. But what he also did was he asked the club for John Mosquera's number and actually phoned him to apologize personally, which I think is, you know,
a nice touch.
Yeah, exactly. So that's, you know, particularly coming from, you know, I mean, there are a few Czech clubs with a record of this sort of thing. And Banik, historically not great at this sort of thing. So, you know, seeing particularly a prominent, you know, supporters club-based Banik fan sort of doing that thing was, you know, was decent. Mm-hmm. So that's my hot. You're hot?
Yes, because it's been a while, I felt it was worth doing, and I call this a hot. Some people might not, but mine is, I've just titled Man United Meltdown.
Yeah, so excellent.
It's been a rough week for the Premier League. You've got Jose under fire at the moment. You've got everyone's second favourite Tranmere Rovers supporter, Mike Dean, getting death threats from West Ham fans and the Slavia Prague English account. And you've also got the incredibly entertaining, I thought, 3-3 draw between Man United and Everton, which I rarely watch the Premier League, but I stuck it on for this. And things were going quite well for Man United, weren't they? There was a wonderful Fernandes goal.
They were 2-0 up at half-time,
2-0 up at half-time, which went on 54 minutes, it was 2-2.
Mm-hmm.
And then McTominay scores, and then you think, well, that's it.
Yeah.
And then the absolute scenes where the world's most expensive defender plays 5 Everton players onside.
Old Slabhead himself.
And leads to a last gasp equaliser for Everton, caused an entire meltdown on the internet, which I thought was absolutely fantastic.
It's hilarious, isn't it? Also, when Dominic Calvert-Lewin smiles, the world smiles with Dominic Calvert-Lewin. Yeah. A lovely bloke.
A nice guy, isn't he? The absolute best of this, I felt, was your Man United zone.
No, but I feel I'm going to.
Man United zone. Now, I thought this was just a small fan page or, you know, something like that.
It's a whole zone, Sam.
Clues in the name, man. I was like, oh, this would be like one of these like stupid errors by, you know, a couple of thousand sort of thing. 5.6 million likes on Man United zone, who ended up posting All over at Old Trafford, and it's 3-2 Man United because they posted it in the 94th minute.
Beautiful.
they didn't wait till the game to finish before posting that, and you know, very red face, and have just I don't believe I've even mentioned it. They've just
good.
Like,
yeah.
So that one's courtesy of was it Football Images that received unfortunate events.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was a good one.
That's good. Sort of jumping on the back of that hot, can my hot also be Sam Allardyce's impeccable logic? Sam Allardyce not doing what Sam Allardyce does, i.e. tightening a defence up, but he is playing his traditional brand of turgid football, which is, you know, always, you know.
We'll find out.
Yeah, you know, there is some reality left to the world when a Sam Allardyce side plays like that, but
best league in the world, David.
Best league in the world. But what he cannot be faulted for is his logic. He said that to get out of the situation we're in now, we need to start winning games, and you can't do that when you're losing.
Oh, that's a Michael Owen school of punditry.
It really
there,
is.
Isn't it?
Yeah, that's superb. Mm-hmm. I'll give you a knot.
Give me the knot.
I feel we might have the same knot. I'm not sure. Uh-huh. But this is what I have written down here as varsholery.
Uh-huh.
This is Zbrojovka throwing all their var-shaped toys out of the pram and refusing to pay the var fee that I didn't know was a thing, but yeah, apparently is.
It's like
seven and a half thousand crowns.
This is what you were meaning when you're more on that later. I see.
Yes.
I thought it was just going to come up because of the penalty we had over.
No. So this is the Zbrojovka club ownership refusing to cough up the 7,500 crown. Is it per game or per away game or something that you have to pay
in your stadium? I think it is.
Yeah, to pay for the VAR basically, yeah. And Bartoniak has said that this is not just to do with us. That he's watched a lot of other games and that. This is a complete farce still, as it is in the UK, etc., that it should be, you know, used for very clear and obvious things, and even when things have been clear and obvious, it's gone to VAR and it's turned it over, and this is, you know, looking ridiculous, which, as seen in the Opava game, it is looking slightly ridiculous. But as a, you know, sort of, you know, Diddy Club doing Diddy gesture thing...
Yeah.
It doesn't really sit brilliantly. I think it's a bit, yeah, it's a bit throw your toys out the pram, but I'm not, yeah.
I'm fine with it in a lot of ways. I'm fine with it being a little bit of sort of like, you know, sort of, and I'm also like, this whole thing, like, it's not just about us, it's about the other teams. Like, I mean, it's absolutely about us, by the way. It's absolutely we've had so many decisions taken away from us. But the VAR situation in Czech football is currently fucking insane. Like, and it's not picking up the stuff that it should be either, which is the
something
the
we didn't mention earlier was a handball that should have been given against us in the Bohemka game.
Yeah.
I think it was a Drexler handball was missed, despite the fact that 15 seconds later there was a TV replay of it clearly showing a handball.
Yeah,
but again, didn't get picked up, and Bohemka would have missed out on a would have been a direct free kick just outside the
free
area.
Kick outside the box, so wasn't a penalty.
Yeah. So yeah, it it's not working.
But I know what you mean. Yeah, I know what you mean, that it's a bit like of all the teams to do it, why are we taking the stand?
Yeah,
when
exactly.
We've got enough
yeah.
on our plate.
Yeah. Anyway, that's that. You've got one more.
I did. I almost had two more, but I was almost going to say rugby wanks not taking the knee, which comes from the most of the Scotland squad not taking the knee in front of a massive rugby against racism thing.
Yeah.
But I can't be arsed going through that whole debate again on the internet, and also rugby shit. So what I've gone for instead is Adrian Gouliha. Why is he still in a job?
Yes, they're not doing brilliantly, are they?
2-0 loss to Slovan. Again, so they've lost 7 times this season now, and they've got one of the best squads. And nothing seems to be working well for Pilsen. Zlín beat them, you know, like, I mean,
it just really feels like one of those hit the end of its natural cycle things, doesn't it, really?
It's such a good season as well.
Yeah.
You know, and I have a lot of time for Victoria Pilsen, and I think that there's so many players in that squad who are great, and they convincingly ripped us apart earlier on in the season. Why aren't they ripping apart other teams that are rubbish? Because they're not. They're doing things like drawing with Příbram.
Yeah.
Like Slavia, I suppose.
Yeah.
Slavia. Congratulations to Slavia about scoring 5 goals, by the way, and drawing 3-3
each. Yeah. Incredible.
But yeah, I thought it was worth mentioning, because surely he's been under pressure since November.
Yeah.
Is the boy unsackable?
Adrian, if you feel like just jumping before you're pushed, there's probably a vacancy here.
Oh, well, I'll take what's-his-face.
Kotal.
Yeah, who just got the boot at Sparta, who are also not having a great season.
Yeah, but still.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Bonus knot, I suppose. There you go.
Yeah, that's that. Right. Olomouc.
Yes.
It is. Let's talk about them. It's another Moravian derby then, coming up.
It's yeah.
At the Andruff.
Yes, and that's going to be great because we don't have the dreadful fans there, which is going to be an advantage for us.
Yeah. It's a shame, though, because it's a cracking stadium to go to. Mm. Bloody love the Andruff. Anyway.
Yes. So I'm going to go a bit sort of Michael Cox on this with all their sort of stats
all
and
right, good.
Pieces like yeah. this one. So Sigma Lords, ninth, 26 points.
Mm-hmm.
Beat Opava 4-1 on the 23rd of January. Then you're looking all the way back to November 21st for a win. Which was
a
convincing 3-0 against Karvina. Must be frustrating being a Sigma fan. And I'm just going to go through the results. And I'm going to go through every single result between that Opava game and the Karvina game, between the two wins, just to see if you can see a pattern emerging.
All right.
So, not the last game, but the actual last game they had. So the last game they played was they led twice against Sparta, Prague, lost 3-2.
Mm-hmm.
January 16th, lost 3-1 to Slavia Prague. They scored first.
Yep.
December 22nd, lost 3-1 to Jablonec. Sigma Olomouc scored first.
Mm-hmm.
December 18th, won each with Banik Ostrava. Scored first. December 15th, one all draw with Dinamo Česká Budějovice. Scored first. Dinamo 10 men for 55 minutes. December 12th, won each at Teplice. Scored first. December 5th, won each with Příbram. Scored first. November 27th, won each with Pardubice. Scored first. 90+5 equaliser for Pardubice. They are a fucking terrible second half team, David.
It's like you were sort of, you know, attacking them in a court case. I would say, you know, that's resting the case for the defence, but I think they need a case for a fucking defence here.
For those who are paying attention, that was 5-1-1 draws in a row, and every single time Sigma scored first.
Yeah.
Unreal. So they're a terrible second half team, and like they seem to chuck it at most opportunities, which gives me some sort of hope for Zbrojovka.
as you know, another team that seems to chuck it at every opportunity. Yes. Hey, bring it on.
Decent enough distribution of goals, like, you know, Gonzalez and Hoska with 4 each, Nesbor with 3, but also there might be another reason why they're a bit iffy as well. This is wild, right? This is absolutely wild. So, Sigma have conceded 13 penalties so far.
What?
13 penalties so far. That's more penalties conceded than Opava have scored goals.
That's incredible.
Sigma have conceded 23 goals this season and penalties have accounted for 10 of them.
That is wild.
I'm not a strategist, David. But all I can say is Ondra Pachlopnik and Jan Fadik must play
get
at
them
all
on the
costs.
Ball. Get them on the ball and get them into the area.
Please,
that is plan A.
They give away an unreal amount of penalties and they absolutely choke it.
Watch us get none.
They've had like 6 or 7 themselves, so they're not you know, rare occurrences. For the record, we've had 5.
Right.
So it should have been a lot more, VAR. So I think we need to dive at all costs, basically, and protect the integrity of the game by having Zbrojovka withhold VAR.
It's all coming together.
Yeah. But this is the one, just based on form, that I think could be one where Zbrojovka can get something out of. And knowing us, we'll be the team where it all turns around for Sigma, won't it?
Yeah.
You know, and it'll be 3-0 or something like that.
Yeah.
But I'd say there's hope, but I had a lot of fun doing that preview.
I was going to say, yeah. It also made a lovely waveform.
Oh,
shape, very, very consistently spiky with gaps. I enjoyed watching it.
Consistently spiky. I can't do his voice, but yeah. Come and get your black bin bags. Well, we're sacking the players at the end of the season. So.
Swish.
Any.
What an outro.
Yeah. Any last thoughts on Zbrojovka's upcoming 2 games?
Not really. I'm sort of looking forward to them to the extent that I haven't been lately. So it's quite, you know, these last 2 games have been quite
a bit of a bounce,
slightly
isn't it?
More hopeful, yeah.
And this is another rare sort of passing over an episode where we're not actually in the relegation zone.
Yeah, that's
we are barely out of it,
yeah.
But we're not in the relegation zone.
But there it is. So I think that's about that for this episode.
Are you feeling relaxed?
No more or less than usual, I wouldn't have said. But, you know, it says to have three. So, and, you know, that maybe still to come.
So I guess
anyway,
we'll get on with that then, listener. Yeah.
Yes, so follow us on all the socials, as well, both of the socials, as usual. I will also put the beer on Facebook, and Sam, if you can do that on Twitter,
mention
the address and mention that if you mention the podcast, you get 30 crowns off your CBD beer. So, parada for that. And yeah, we will speak to you in a couple of weeks, will we not?
Yes, we will.
I told you about strawberry fields.
Bye.